With Tuesday's return of Mamma Mia to ASU Gamage, there should be a giant party on stage. But there isn't because of a tired and poorly cast production that doesn't belong in a major Broadway road tour stop like Phoenix. This tacky bus and truck company version belongs only in small, unsophisticated theater towns like Tucson, where this mediocre tour stopped for a few days before its local engagement. The show includes nearly two dozen 25-year-old ABBA song hits like Dancing Queen, I Have a Dream, and Take a Chance on Me that frame a silly romantic story. But when the show opened in 1999 on London's West End and became a huge audience hit, the carefree story coupled with the energetic and tunefully popular songs turned the show into a delightful party. Mamma Mia didn't move musical theater forward, but there's nothing wrong with pure entertainment. But the terrible tour that slogged into ASU Gamage this week is a bleak affair. The show now lacks the spontaneity and sparkle it originally had, as this touring cast seems to be on automatic pilot without a moment of genuine excitement. Everything works against this tour's success. Tacky scenic designs don't look like the original sets, and there's no turntable to rotate and twist the stationary walls magically into different locales. Here you see several stagehands pushing and shoving the pieces around lethargically, forcing the production into an awkward and draggy performance. What made Mamma Mia so exhilarating was the superlative original cast that inspired successive tours to be full of dazzling sparkle, something not the case with this tour. Especially bad is this cast's consistently weak singing, especially by the women. The leads, Chelsea Williams playing daughter Sophie and Georgia Kate Hagee as her mother Donna, are ineffectual singers, and since the show is based on the dynamic selling of the ABBA tunes, these two disappoint on song after familiar song. The show chronicles Sophie's impending marriage to Skye, interwoven with Donna's unrequited love affairs with her three boyfriends from years before. Any of them could have fathered Sophie. Donna's longtime friends, Tanya, played by Gabrielle Mirabella, and Carly Sacoleave's dynamic Rosie, are both funny. The men are plain, from Mark A. Harmon's lackluster Harry to Don Windsor's lifeless Sam, but Michael Calavolpe's brings some life to Bill. Mamma Mia should be an entertaining delight, but this tour has lost that beguiling sparkle. This Mamma Mia gets 2 stars out of 5 and continues at ASU Gamage through Sunday. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.